present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to Newcastle-upon-Tyne. Sharing its latitude with Copenhagen, Newcastle is the coldest city in England. The lowest ever temperature recorded in the city centre was minus 8 degrees centigrade. The extreme cold sparked a spate of panic buying, and one big market clothing store immediately sold out of strapless summer dresses. Earl Grey tea was named after the 19th century northeastern politician Charles, later Earl Grey, Prime Minister in the 1830s. Of course, Earl Grey wasn't the only tea to be named after a 19th century Newcastle politician. That honour also went to the Duke of Peppermint and Sir Thomas Builders. The windscreen wiper was invented by Newcastle United supporter Gladstone Adams after he drove home from Wembley in a rainstorm following his team's FA Cup victory in 1910. Just as well he wasn't a Sunderland supporter, or he wouldn't have had windscreen wipers until 1973. Newcastle United Football Club are nicknamed the Magpies due to their distinctive black and white strip, though the nickname Magpies took on a whole new meaning during the tenure of Mike Ashley, when their only chance of acquiring silverware was to steal it. According to local superstition, one magpie should be greeted with a salute, two by doffing your hat, and three by spitting over your right shoulder, whereas 300 magpies should be charged with police horses. The Literary and Philosophical Society of Newcastle-upon-Tyne is the largest independent library outside London, housing 200,000 books and over 20,000 CDs and LPs. It's a collection rivaled only by a 16-gig iPod. The 1971 gangster thriller Get Carter was shot on location in and around Newcastle and provides a fascinating record of what the city looked like in the 1970s. To get a sense of what it might have looked like before the 70s, visit Gateshead. Researchers have discovered that the northeast has the largest density and variety of ginger hair in the world. And in Tyneside alone, there are as many as 47 shades of ginger. Coincidentally, 47 shades of ginger is also the title of the world's worst-selling erotic novel. Newcastle's Pink Triangle is located close to the central station and lined with small shops, salons, bars and clubs. It was named the Pink Triangle after a customer visiting the Scotswood Road suffered a particularly aggressive Brazilian wax. Let's meet the teams. There are on my left, Fred McCauley and Pippa Evans. And on my right, John Finnemore and Rory Bremner. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the Immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference in meaning between the words ringlet and curl. Well, ringlet refers to a lock of hair hanging in a small circle or ring, whereas curl is what Geordies used to dig out of the mines. The meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Yeah, Rory, you can start.
Decade. Ant.
Okay. Fred.
Warthogs. Our clothes.
Pippa.
Equinox. How you know there's a horse at the door.
And John.
Cartoon. Geordie name for Detroit.
Crumpet. That bit between the sofa cushion and the sofa arm.
Incandescent. The way down Machu Picchu.
Fan belt. Geordie chastity device.
Kurt.
What a Geordie doesn't wear in winter.
Tobogganing. Going to the toilet in Newcastle.
Aerobic. Biro with bubbly ink.
Matricide. The way up your bed should be.
Embellish. Kind of like a bell.
Isolate. Should have left sooner.
Turd.
Geordie amphibian.
Chagrin. Post-coital smile.
OK, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs in the round called Pickup Song. Legendary Dire Straits frontman Mark Knopfler was raised in Blyth. In 1998, Knopfler formed a northeastern supergroup when he teamed up with Middlesbrough's Chris Rea. Sadly, the collaboration proved to be unpopular with music fans. Maybe they should have called the band Chris Straits rather than Diarrhea. Okay. OK, teams, Sven will spin the discs and each of you should sing along to your record until Sven turns the music down. If, on its return, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a frankly sickening display of delusional self-aggrandisement. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Yes, and this week's prize is the Brexiteer's most hated salad ingredient. It's this romaine lettuce. John Finnemore, you're to start. I'd like you to accompany Neil Tennant, born in North Shields, and his Pet Shop Boys, singing Go West.
Go West!
We will go our way.
Together!
We will leave someday.
Together!
Your hand in my hands.
Together!
We will make our plans.
Together!
We will fly so high.
Together!
Tell our friends goodbye.
Together.
We will start life new.
Together.
This is what we'll do.
Go west.
Life is peaceful there.
Go west.
In the open air.
Go west.
Where the skies are blue.
Go west.
Pretty good. Came in on time, didn't he? You did very well there. I mean, you got the St John's Ambulance Brigade worried, but... OK, you're next, Rory Bremner. I'd like you to accompany Gateshead-born Alex Glasgow singing When the Boat Comes In.
Chucky Norris, Smokey Bucky, have a bit of cracky till the boat comes in. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mummy, dance to the daddy, to the mummy, sing. Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have a fishy when the boat comes in. Here's the mother humming like a canny woman, yonder comes thy father drunk, he cannot stand. Dance to the daddy, sing to the mummy, dance to the daddy, to the mummy, sing. Thou shalt have a fishy on a little dishy, thou shalt have a haddock when the boat comes in.
Ah. Thank you, Rory. OK, your turn now, Fred McCauley. Can you please accompany Waltz End Born Sting and the Police singing Roxanne?
Roxanne, you don't have to be on the line. Those days are all over. You have to sell your body to the night. Roxanne, you don't have to wear that dress tonight. Walk the streets for money. You don't care if it's wrong or if it's right. Roxanne! You don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne! You don't have to put on the red light. Put on the red light! Put on the red light! Put on the red light! You know what? I think I sounded like Sarah Millican.
Apparently the angel of the north just put its wings in its ears. OK. And finally, Pippa Evans, can you please accompany Newcastle-born Cheryl Cole Fernandez-Vicini singing Fight For This Love?
OK. Here we go.
Too much of anything can make you sick. Even the good can be a curse. Makes it hard to know which road to go down. Knowing too much can get you hurt. Is it better? Is it worse? Are we sitting in reverse? It's just like we're going backwards. I know where I want this to go. Driving fast, but let's go slow. What I don't want to do is crash. No, just know that you're not in this thing alone. There's always a place in me that you can call home. Whenever you feel like we're growing apart, let's just go back, 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 back to the start. Oh. Anything that's worth having is sure enough worth fighting for. Quitting's out of the question. When it gets tough, gotta fight some more. We gotta fight, 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 fight for this love. We gotta fight, 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 fight.
I was Sarah Millican too.
You did. You dipped into her, didn't you? Oh, well, I'll take that back. Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. Yeah. This game is all about miming the theatrical technique of suggesting action, character or emotions without words. In the Far East, mime is at the heart of Japanese no theatre. It's called no because in Japanese it's the answer to the question, do you like mime? In our version of the art form, team members are permitted to use their mouths. Rory and John, you're to start, please. And your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers?
So you'll be guessing this one, Pippa and Fred, and our audience may care to clap if they think that Pippa and Fred are getting warm, as it just goes quicker that way. Off you go, please, Rory and John.
OK, so it's a song, and it's four words, and it goes like this.
That's a horrible question, okay? I can't believe you asked me that. Let me tell you, I guarantee you one thing. I have the best pants in the world, okay? Beautiful pants. Folks come up to me, they say, thank you, Mr. President. I love your hair. You're very tall. Your daddy loved you, really. But most of all, you have the most beautiful pants in the world.
Sure, Mr. President, but the question was about their present locality.
Well, they're not in China, let me tell you.
They wanted me to send them there. They said they'd never seen pants like that before. They were actually begging me to send them. But I said no.
Okay, sure. They're not in China, but where
Who says they're not in China?
You just said they were.
I can't believe you said that. Totally fake news. Totally fake. I have more pants in China than any other president in history.
Okay, but Mr. President, the question was...
What was the question?
Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. In the streets and the kilt I'll go. Oh, the lassie shouts,
Donald, where's your trousers?
Yeah. So we're getting claps, we must be close.
Well, you like a sing-song, don't you? Your turn, Pippa and Fred. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Ooh. Enchanted. Enchanted.
It's a film.
One word.
Me if I had any idea what the tune you're singing to is.
The clue is there's no tune.
You're singing the letter N.
Mm-hmm.
Tunelessly.
Where are we singing it?
Chanting N.
Enchanting!
Enchanted. Did you say enchanting or enchanted?
I absolutely definitely said whichever one is on the card.
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I notice our postman bent double under the weight of a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. And she writes, Dear Jamie Oliver, I've been watching your new £1 Wonders TV programme sponsored by Waitrose. I decided to follow one of your Christmas recipes, so went to Waitrose with my pound and shopping list. Sadly, I went hungry that evening, as on arriving home, I discovered that I'd inadvertently left my Brussels sprout on the bus. Well, sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. So, on with the game, teams, and as we're in the northeast, we'll be playing according to tune rules. Obviously, as a rather trained actor, I'll be speaking in the local vernacular, and the rest of you just try your best. So, hoey, bonnie lads and bonnie lasses. You're in for a geet canny treat. In this version, St James's Park, Newcastle Castle and Gray's Monument are Owl Oot of Boons, but there's Nout Rang with the Swing Bridge or Chinatown. Now, Pippa, you can start, bonnie lass, but didn't get in a fettle pet. I'll be purely belter.
I'm going to start Piccadilly Circus.
Piccadilly Circus.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, declare home at Elephant and Castle.
North Shields.
Well, that's... No, that's canny good-like.
Oh, that's true. Would you settle for Kentish Toon?
No, you can't do Kentish Toon, no.
OK, Acton Toon.
You can't have Acton Toon because we're in Toon Rules.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that, Rory.
Can he do China Toon, though?
No, he can't. He can't do...
Can't do any tune. No,
no
tune.
No, yeah. Don't gam proper Raj.
Pontyland.
Pontyland, oh, yeah, that's... Yes.
I'm going to go to Cock Foster's.
Okay. I see you. We'll go to Paddington with a hard stare.
Oh.
South Shields.
South Shields. All right.
Tooting Beck.
Tooting Beck.
Is that okay?
We're getting there, yes. I'm clamming for me bait. he's giving me hackies. You'd think I was born here, wouldn't you?
I'm hopping on the swing bridge and I'm going round.
Oh. Gang canny. Gang canny, John.
I will gang canny. Yes, I will cannily gang along to colour coats.
Oh, no, no, you can't do. You have to go again.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not canny.
D is your telt.
Thank you. Shall I just sort of pin it on my. Okay. Well, how are we for Newcastle Castle?
Yeah, me ma said, that's okay.
Jack, I took a wee wander about today and asked about 12, maybe 15 locals what a divant na meant. Mm. And all of them said they didn't know.
That's disappointing.
Anyway, back to the game.
Yeah.
I'm going for Park Lane.
Park Lane, ooh. Had a way and shite.
Can we stop and have a bowl of soup, Super Al, Super Alan Shearer?
He's a deek at that. Yes, you can have that. You can have that.
Yes, you can have that, and then it's on the tip of my tongue. More than an crescent!
Well, it is very nearly the end of the show. So there is just time to fit in a round called Song Stoppers. Due to current energy prices, many entertainment venues are facing cutbacks, and even in this theatre, staff are now obliged to record their usage of all electrical equipment. A quick glance at the Theatre Royal's logbook reveals that the defibrillator in the foyer was used as many as 40 times last week, one time for a suspected heart attack and the rest to warm up the interval paninis. So, in this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. At the piano, Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us he's recently spent an evening playing with the Pixies. In retrospect, he says he regrets eating those mushrooms. Okay, off you go then, please. John and Rory.
It's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready,
four to hear these options again.
A, you're adorable.
B, bugger off.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
It'd be quicker if you called him a taxi.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
No, mate. It's a Chattanooga replacement bus service.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That'll teach you to stand too close.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I'm here to talk with you again.
Darkness is experiencing an unusually high call volume at the moment. Please do hold your call. It's very important to darkness. The night before Christmas and all through the house.
The parents were looking for batteries.
You gotta roll with it. Ooh, lovely. I thought it was just the soup on its own.
One finger, one thumb, keep moving.
Have you done a prostate exam before?
Right. Right, your turn now, Fred and Pippa. Can we have your first line medley, please?
Mm-hmm. Imagine me and you, I do.
Now just imagine you.
Now I'm the king of the swingers.
I think we'll go to a different B&B. I am 16, going on 17.
So too old to be Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend then.
Sirens are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight.
So just a typical night out in Merthyr Tydfil.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified.
But then trust resigned.
When I get older, losing my hair.
When did you write this, Fred? In sleep he sang to me, in dreams he came.
Well, that's teenage boys for you.
If I were a rich man,
I'd buy Twitter and totally f*** it. The end.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tin tomato soup of time confronts the sunflowers of serenity and the overprivileged protester of perversity creates the motorway tailback of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Sven and myself, and our audience here in Newcastle, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Rory Brenner, John Finnemore, Fred McCauley and Pippa Evans were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.